Jaya Kaura More. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu. Jaya Kaura More. Dayalu jagat sansare patita pavana hetu tava avatara Asamapatita Prabhu Napaibeyara
Asamapatita Prabhu Napaibeyara
Asamapatita Prabhu Napaibeyara Mahaprabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi Kripa Bala Kanakara Ami Bara Dukhi Jaya Kara Sita Pati Advaita Gosai Tavakripa Bolipai Chaitanya Nitai Aharu Ahasarup Sanatana Rupa Raghunatha Bhakta Yuga Shri Jivaha Prabhu Lokanatha Jaya Kara Shri Acharya Prabhu Srinivasa
Jaya Kara Shri
Ramachandra Sangamage Narottamadasa Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jaya Kara More. Govinda Ke Dayalu Jagat Prasantare Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So we're continuing our readings of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. We're doing chapter 21, Madhya Lila chapter 21, entitled The Affluence and Sweetness of Krishna. Today we're reading text 90 through 100. 90? 91. 91, yeah. 91 through 100. Omagyana timarandasya gyananjana salakaya chakshur unmilitam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya mano vishtam sthapitam jena bhutale svayam rupakara mayam datati svapadantikam nama om vishnu padaya krishna prishtaya bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namini Namaste Sarvasati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Dasitarani Panchakalpa Trivrascha Kripa Sindhu Bhivacha Patitanam Pavani Bhyo Vaishnavi Bhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda So, Hare Krishna. This is text 91. Before we do 91, I just wanted to, we have to go back, a little bit back, I think, to review something here. Text 90 is giving, it says, the verse goes, Tridishvara Shabdera Arka Guda Arahai, Tri Shabde Krishna Tinlokakai. There is a very deep meaning in the word Chaitushara, which indicates that Krishna possesses three different lokas or natures. So I was looking, this Chaitushara, where is this word coming from? We have to go back the first time in this chapter. It goes way back to text number, 33 it is. And this is where it's quoted one verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Svayam Tasham Satyati Shayas Chadishah Saraja Lakshmiapta Samastakama Balim Haradvis Chira Lokapalai Kiri Takoti Dita Padapita. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the master of the three worlds and the three principal demigods, Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. No one is equal to or greater than him. By his spiritual potency, known as Swaraja Lakshmi, all his desires are fulfilled. While offering their dues and presents and worship, the predominating deities of all the planets touch the lotus feet of the Lord with their helmets. Thus they offer prayers to the Lord. So this is a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam's second chapter, third canto, text verse 21. There are a lot of verses quoting here in this chapter from third canto, where we are reading also from Srimad Bhagavatam class. So this, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada talks about how this Chaitushara, or actually even in the synonyms here, it says Chaitushara, tree, we have tree, just like we have tree, it's practically the same in English. But we have Dayamstuvamstasyatrisandham. We have the three sandhyas that we should be remembering our spiritual master, worshipping him, we sing every day. And Bhagavad Gita, there's also this Trivida Narakasyadam Dwaram Nashanam Atmanam. The three gates to hell are there. Trivida, the different. Vida means different kinds. Three kinds of Narakasyadam, the gates to hell. Lust, anger, and greed, like that. So, what are some other trees? So, Trivida, a different form. We have another trees. The tree, sometimes it takes different forms in Sanskrit. You have, here's Chadisha, and Trigunya Vishaya Veda. The Vedas mainly deal with the three modes of Trigunya Vishaya Veda, Nishtrigunya Bhavarga. They mainly deal with the three modes of material nature. So here also, tribeship. So here in the word for word of the verse, text 33, tradition means the master of the three planets, namely Goloka Vrindavan, Vaikuntha, and the material world, or the master of Mahavishnu, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, Kirodakshaya Vishnu, or the master of Brahma, Vishnu, and Maheshwara, or the master of the three worlds, material planetary systems, higher, middle, and lower. So this has actually been explained since that text 33 was going on to explain all these different, how Krishna is the Lord of all these different threes. Text 37, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explains that Srijami Tani Yukto Ham Haro Harati Tadrusha Vishram Purusha Rupinina Paripati Trishakti Yuk. Says, Lord Brahma is speaking here. He says, following the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I create, Lord Shiva destroys, and he himself, in the form of Kiradakshay Vishnu, maintains all the affairs of the material nature. Thus, the supreme controller of the three modes of material nature is Lord Vishnu. Thus, quotation also from the second canto. So, again, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes how Krishna is the Lord of the three Purushas, text 38 to 41. Purusha incarnations are the original cause of material creation, so Vishnu, Shirodakshay Vishnu, and Garbhodakshay Vishnu and Shirodakshay Vishnu are also. And then he goes on to explain how 49, he describes that he quotes Brahma Samhita. Goloka Namni Nijadam Nitali Chatasya Devi Maharsh Devi Mahesha Haridama Suteshu Teshu. These three planets, Devi Dham, Mahesh Dham, and Haridam, below the planet named Goloka Vrindavan, are the planets known as Devi Dham, Mahesh Dham, and Haridam. This is a quotation from Brahma Samhita. These are opulent in different ways. So in this way, the whole, since text 33, we've been hearing about the different, we just heard recently the pastime of Lord Brahma going to Dwarka, how he was asked, which Brahma are you? By Krishna's doorkeeper. And Lord Brahma was confused. He said, what do you mean, which Brahma? So that pastime is there. Krishna called all the different Brahmas and all the different controllers of so many different universes came. They offered obeisances to the Supreme Lord. So the point is that this chapter is called The Opulence and Sweetness of Krishna. So these are describing the different opulences of Krishna. Because understand Krishna's opulences, we can't really appreciate much his sweetness. If we can't understand how Krishna is the Lord of thousands of goddesses of fortune, Lakshmi Sahasra Satasambham Asavyaman, they're offering Krishna reverential worship to him. So unless we can understand such things, we can't really appreciate how Krishna grabs the chipped rice from his devotee, Sudama Brahman. We can't understand that Krishna is the Lord of the three worlds, Lord of the three planetary systems, how he's crawling in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. So we have to understand something about the opulences of Krishna. This whole first part of the chapter has been dealing with that, how Krishna is Lord of the three worlds, the Lord of the three Purushas, the Lord of the three modes of material nature. And in this way, now we're going on to the last, we'll go on to text 91. Are you ready? You can repeat after me. 91. Golokakya Gokula Mathura Dharavati. Etin loke Krishnara Sahaja Nityastiti. This, actually, in text 57, I was found out some, also, this, Krishna, there's a statement, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that Tripad Vishbhuti Krishnara Bhakya Agochara, that he says that the Tripad Vishbhuti, means the spiritual worlds, they are of Krishna's. Their Bhakya Gochar means the beyond description. So he actually, then that's when he goes into the talking about the Lord Brahma's pastimes, because he says the three-fourth part of Krishna's energy is beyond our speaking power. Let us therefore hear elaborately about the remaining one-fourth of his energy. So that's when it's very difficult to just ascertain the number of universes. This is the material world, the one ekpad. Ekpad means one part And then the three-fourths is spiritual energy. So he says that it's very difficult to talk about the three-fourths parts, the spiritual energies. So we'll talk a little bit about the ekpad, which is the unlimited number of universes. That's when they talked about the Lord Brahma. How many unlimited Lord Brahmas came to offer obeisances to Lord Krishna. So, anyway, so a little bit here he's going to talk, O Loka Akya. It says the three lokas are Gokula, Goloka, Mathura, and Dwarka. Krishna lives eternally in these three places. Purport. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments that in the Goloka planet, there are three divisions, Gokula, Mathura, and Dwarka. In his incarnation as Gaura Sundar, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord, conducts his pastimes in three areas, Navadvip, Jagannath Puri, and South India, and Brajamunda, the area of Vrindavan Dham. So this is interesting that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has this place that is described. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, because we had one time misunderstanding, we had someone respected sannyasi godbrother said something that Lord Chaitanya doesn't have his place in the material, in the spiritual world, but here it's described that he has got three places, Navadvip, Jagannath Puri, which includes South India, and Brajamunda. Text number 92. Antaranga Purnaishvaya Purnatina Dham. Chinera Adishvara Krishna Swayam Bhagavan. These three places are full of internal potencies, and Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is their sole proprietor. Purva Ukta Brahmandera Jatati Kapal. Ananta Vaikuntha Varana Chira Lokapal Tansabara Mukuta Krishna Pada Pita Age Dandavata Kale Tara Mani Pita Lage. As previously mentioned, the jewels on the helmets of all the predominating deities of all the universes and Vaikuntha planets touched the throne and the lotus feet of the Lord when they all offered obeisances. This is Antaranga Purnaishvaya. He is full of all offerings. Mani Pite Teka Teki Ute Tanajani. Itera stuti kare mukuta hema anamani. When the gems on the helmets of all the predominating deities collide before the throne and the Lord's lotus feet, there is a jingling sound which seems like prayers offered by the helmets at Krishna's lotus feet. Text 96. Nija chit chakte Krishna nitya virajamana. Chit chakti sampatira sad aishvaya nama. Krishna is thus situated eternally in his spiritual potency, and the opulence of that spiritual potency is called sad aishvaya, including six kinds of opulence. So these six kinds of opulences are also exhibited by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself. He's just like there's pastime of strength. Someone knows pastime of strength? Lord Chaitanya showed his pastime of strength. Yeah? They started pushing the carts. Nobody could push the carts. After they took their lunch and Jagannath Vallabha the gardens after Maharaj Prabhupada to offer his obeisances and massage Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya came out with his devotees, and the king and his all the men were trying to pull the cart, and they were unable. And then they were unable to pull the cart, and then they got some elephants to pull the cart. The elephants couldn't pull the cart either. So Lord Chaitanya said, we'll take care of it. So him and the Lord Chaitanya and his associates, they picked up the ropes, and Lord Chaitanya went to the back of the cart and pushed with his head. And the cart started moving, and even the devotees in front of the cart were holding the rope in their hands, but the rope, they weren't pulling, because the cart was moving by the will of this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So next is intelligence. Intelligence is easy one. Lord Chaitanya defeated the Digvijay Pandit and also Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was a greatest scholar. And fame. Lord Chaitanya's fame. These are the six opulences of Lord Chaitanya, of Krishna, six opulences in full. What is an example of his fame? Yeah. Huh? Huh? He was traveling through people are following him all over. And he's also mentioned that he says that Kritivityache Jatanagaradi Gram, that everywhere, throughout the whole entire world, everyone would learn, know his name. Then wealth. What is the wealth? Oh, wealth, yes. What is the wealth? Huh? Krishna Prem, that's real wealth, yeah. So that was the opinion of Ramananda Roy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him when they met on the banks of the Godavari, what is the most wealthy person? And he says, one who has Krishna Prem, he's the most wealthy. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is he? He's Krishna Prema Pradayati. He's distributing this wealth to everyone, anyone and everyone. So wealth is there, fame, intelligence, strength, renunciation. Renunciation, this verse is there in the 11th canto. Sometimes they say it applies to Lord Ramchandra, but they say it also applies to Lord Chaitanya. This chakra sudushtaja surepsita rajalakshmi. Yeah, Lord Chaitanya had a beautiful wife, this young he had all these opulences. He had a young wife, and he left to Dharmishta Arya Bhattasarya Dada Arani. Surepshita Rajalakshmi. That means she was not ordinary wife, also. She was goddess of fortune. Surepshita, the goddess of the demigods, they can. Just hope for such opulences like that, even the demigods, what to speak of ordinary people, they worship the goddess of fortune to get her favor. But Lord Chaitanya, just like we mentioned, Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Sambrahma Sevi Mara, Krishna is being worshipped by thousands of goddesses of fortune, but he's not very much concerned about that. He gave it all up. Chakra Sudhushthira. Chakta means the giving up. Sudushtaja means very difficult. For ordinary people, of course, it's very difficult. The Lord giving up, taking sannyasa at a young age. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was very concerned. Why are you taking sannyasa? You're a young man and very attractive. And how can you maintain your sannyasa? I better teach you how to follow these sannyas principles. So he tried to teach him like that sometimes.
So
then, well, last one was the beauty. With beauty, actually beauty is coming up. We're coming to a nice verse. Beauty, he, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he attracted the sannyasis of Kashi. This Prakashananda Saraswati was the leader of the Mayavadi sannyasis. They were all fixed in Brahman, or trying to be so-called fixed in Brahman, giving up all connection with the material world. And Lord Chaitanya, when he sat down where they washed their feet, he exhibited some his potency of beauty. He became, everyone became so attracted. Oh, who's this wonderful sannyasi, so effulgent? He looks like he's already Narayan. The sannyasis of Kashi, they're thinking they've become Narayan by their austerities and study of the Vedas, Vedanta. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they said, oh, he's already Narayan. Of course, they tried to clarify, teach them what is the meaning of real Narayan. So, anyway, let's go on. We've got a couple more, two more verses here. Next, 99. Aishraya kahite prabhur krishna sthuti haila. Oh, we got, oh. All right, one more time. 99. Aishraya kahite prabhur krishna sthuti haila. Madhur de majjila mana ekashloka padila. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described the opulences and spiritual potencies of Krishna in this way, there was an awakening of love of Krishna within him. His mind was immersed in the sweetness of conjugal love, and he quoted the following verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. So here we're actually transitioning from, as the chapter title is given, the opulence and sweetness of Krishna. So we've been hearing this first part of the chapter about the opulence of Krishna. Now we're going to hear something about the sweetness of Krishna, which begins by describing his beauty in this verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 2. So, can you please? Yan martilila upayikam suyoga. Yan martilila upayikam suyoga. Maya balam darshayata jihitam. Maya balam darshayata grihitam. Ismapanam svasya cha sobhagarde. Ismapanam svasya cha sobhagarde. Param padam bhushana bhushanangam. Param param bhushana bhushanangam. Yan martya lila upayikam svayoga. Maya balam darshayata grihitam. Ismapanam svasya cha sobhagarde. Param param bhushana bhushanangam. Would you like to chant? Chant. Yes. Yanartalila upayikam sayoga. Yanartalila upayikam sayoga. Marchalila.
Pastimes in the material world.
Opaikam. Just suitable for.
Swa.
His own.
Yogamaya.
Of the spiritual potency.
Balam.
The strength.
Darshayata.
Showing.
Vihitam.
Accepted.
Vismapanam,
even producing wonder.
Sasya,
for himself.
Cha,
also.
So
Bhagavide,
of abundant good fortune.
Param,
supreme.
Param,
abode.
Bhushana,
of ornaments.
Bhushana
Angam,
the limbs of which were the ornaments.
Translation.
To exhibit the strength of his own spiritual potency, Lord Krishna manifested a suitable form just for his pastimes in the material world. This form was wonderful even for him and was the supreme abode of the wealth of good fortune. Its limbs were so beautiful that they increased the beauty of the ornaments worn on the different parts of his body. This verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 3.2.12 is stated in a conversation between Vidura and Uddhava. Uddhava thus begins his description of the pastimes of Sri Krishna in his form exhibited by Yogamaya. So, this is a... We'll read the first verse here. This verse actually, I'm looking to see, and here it's also quoted, other places it was quoted. It's quoted by Srila Jiva Goswami in his Priti Sandarbha, and also by Rupa Goswami. He quotes this verse in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu when he begins describing the four characteristics of Krishna that are found only in him. This is the first verse he quotes when he's describing what is called Rupa Madhurya, there's four qualities of Krishna distinguish him even from the different forms of Vishnu forms, how Krishna is the supreme. One of them is this transcendental, his form is so sweet beyond any of the Vishnu forms. So he quotes, Rupa Goswami quotes this verse to prove that point. The other, of course, are the Venu Madhurya, the playing on the flute, the Krishna's playing on the flute, associates are surrounded by loving associates. They're imbued with love of God. And what's the fourth? Childhood pastimes? I don't know. Rupa, his pastimes. Childhood pastimes, okay. Childhood, it means all of his pastimes, really. But, okay. His pastimes, Lila Madhurya. Yeah, his pastimes are not found even in the other, so sweet Your pastimes are so sweet that they can't be compared with any other person. Okay, so anyway, we're going to here read the purport from the third canto here. It's a very short description of this verse. So the purport in the third canto is, in conformity with the Vedic hymns, Nityo Nityanam Chaitanas Chaitananam, the personality of Godhead is more excellent than all other living beings within all the universes in the material world. He is the chief of all living entities. No one can surpass him or be equal with him in wealth, strength, fame, beauty, knowledge, or renunciation. When Lord Krishna was within this universe, he seemed to be a human being because he appeared in a manner just suitable for his pastimes in the mortal world. He did not appear in human society in his Vaikuntha feature with four arms, because that would not have been suitable for his pastimes. But in spite of his appearing as a human being, no one was or is equal to him in any respect in any of the six different opulences. Everyone is more or less proud of his opulences in this world. But when Lord Krishna was in human society, he excelled all his contemporaries within the universe. Srila Prabhupada talks about that one. They have a video clip of him speaking in that way. He says that everyone has some wealth. You have some wealth and I have some wealth, but no one can claim they have all the wealth. Except if someone can claim that they have all the wealth, that he is God. So, when the Lord's pastimes are visible to the human eye, they are called prakat. And when they are not visible, they are called aprakat. In fact, the Lord's pastimes never stop, just as the sun never leaves the sky. The sun is always in its right orbit in the sky, but it is sometimes visible and sometimes invisible to our limited vision. Similarly, the pastimes of the Lord are always current in one universe or another, and when Lord Krishna disappeared from the transcendental abode of Dwarka, it was simply a disappearance from the eyes of the people there. It should not be misunderstood that his transcendental body, which is just suitable for the pastimes in the mortal world, is in any way inferior to his different expansions into Vaikuntha Lokas. His body manifested in the material world is transcendental par excellence in the sense that his pastimes in the mortal world excel his mercy displayed in the Vaikuntha Lokas. In the Vaikuntha Lokas, the Lord is merciful towards the liberated or Nityamukta living entities, but in his pastimes in the mortal world, he is merciful even to the fallen souls who are Nityabuddha or conditioned forever. The six excellent opulences which he displayed in the mortal world by the agents of his internal potency, Yogamaya, are rare even in the Vaikuntha Lokas. All his pastimes were manifested not by the material energy, but by his spiritual energy. The excellence of his Rasa Lila at Vrindavan and his householder life with 16,000 wives is wonderful even for Narayan and Vaikuntha, and it is certainly so for other living entities within this mortal world. His pastimes are wonderful even for other incarnations of the Lord, such as Sri Ram, Nrsimha, and Varaha. His opulence was so super excellent that his pastimes were adored even by the Lord of Vaikuntha, who is not different from Lord Krishna himself. So this, you know that verse? Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, he says, do you know the word? You got the microphone? You know the Sanskrit? Yeah? What is it? Do you have the microphone for him? Very nice verse, this describing the glories of Lord Chaitanya. What's that?
You want the whole verse?
The translation, you can explain the translation.
I see. The first line saying, Raksha Daitya Kunamatam Kiyaridam, he's saying, what benefit did the world claim when the Lord came, all these incarnations, and killed so many Raksha, certain demons, and then the real God, Mark Matra,
So there's no comparison according to Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur. What is the use? What benefit we get from killing? Even Srila Prabhupada says that if we have some big wind or big earthquake or lightning bolts, any demon can be killed so easily. And this yoga system and everything is there. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given all, everything just freely. What is that? Papi Tapi Jato Kilo Harinami Udurila Tara Sakshi Jagai Madai. That the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the evidence is there, Jagai Madai, that they were delivered so easily by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. They were given Krishna Prema. This is the difference between the demons. Even in Krishna's time, the demons, they were given liberation, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving them Krishna Prema. So there can't be any comparison. All these different incarnations of the Lord. Therefore, Rupa Goswami gives that his opinion that Namo Mahavaninaya, that the Mahavaninaya means he's the most merciful. He says his opulence was so super excellent that his pastimes were adored even by the Lord of Vaikuntha, who is not different from Lord Krishna himself. Actually, it reminds me of the after the deliverance of Jagai and Madai that's described in Chaitanya Bhagavat, the demigods, they were observing this pastime, how Lord Chaitanya delivered these sinners. And there's this very beautiful description how Yamaraj, he asks his secretary, Chitragupta, he said, how sinful were these two, this Jagai and Madai? How sinful? He said, don't ask such a question. If you have a record of their sins, you can have a big mountain of records and you can go, be drowned in the ocean. They wouldn't be drowned in the ocean. So, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's so kind, he just forgave them all their offenses. He said, don't do any more. That's the qualification. He said, don't do any more. And then he gave them this Krishna prema. And when Jamaraj heard like this about how sinful they were, and he saw how they were delivered in this way, he fell down unconscious in his chariot. And all the demigods, they came there to see what's going on, what happened to Yamaraj. And they could understand that he felt fainted and, because of this pastime that took place. They started Sankirtan and everybody became full of ecstasy. All the demigods, they started chanting and dancing. And great ecstatic kirtan describes all the different personalities that were there. Yamaraj and Narad Muni, of course, was there. Brahma, Shiva, and Indra with his thousands of eyes were all crying in ecstasy. So this is the wonderful position. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have this opportunity. Now we're getting into the description as the sweetness of Krishna. Will be further described in this chapter, but this is the transition from the opulence to the sweetness here with this verse. So sweetness, There's also, I had one other thought about the sweetness of Krishna, is that Krishna and Krishna's name, of course, is not different. And it's described by Rupa Goswami that Sat Krishna Nama Taritari Sutapta Vidya. We have a problem with our material condition that we're afflicted with this disease called avidya. Pitopatapta rasanasya narochikanam, narochika, because it's, he describes that this disease of avidya, avidya means ignorance, of course, that is a disease in this material world. Oma jnana timarandasya, we were born in the darkness of ignorance. And Rupa Goswami says this ignorance is there, the ignorance of Krishna and Charitadi, Sukirtanan, that Krishna Nam. He says it's just like what is called jaundice. Jaundice, when you have jaundice, rasanasya narotika, the tongue, rasana, the tongue, now, rochika means that you can't taste nicely. You can't taste anything nicely. You can't taste, particularly, you can't taste the sweetness of sugar. Kintadara dadumudam. That he says that if you just very carefully, adara, you, with some respect, you chant anudinam every day, chanting his holy names, then, svadhik, karma, svadhukama, that very gradually you will get that taste. Svadhukama, sabati, tadgadamula hantri, and the disease of ignorance will be destroyed. It will become very, you taste that sweetness of the holy name as we are going to hear, taste a little bit of the sweetness of Krishna on the pages of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. All right, so anything else you can say? Do you have any comments or questions or something we missed or said wrong? Oh, actually there's one other place where this verse was mentioned. With Jan Marcellila, he always would come. That's also quoted by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Bhajan Mahasya. He says, Prasputita Nami Vishmataka Sri Murtira Mukta Bhavadeya Kriya. That when the sweetness comes, then the devotee's emotions manifest these different emotions, and they feel enchanted by the Lord, who is himself enchanted by his own. Even Krishna, that pastime is there, of Mahavishnu stole the newborn sons of the Brahman so that he could get darshan of Krishna. That's described in the 10th canto. All right, anything else? Yes? What's your name?
Drew.
Drew.
Thank you for this class. That last comment that you just made, it reminded me of how that was striking to me. Krishna, and help me with the proper understanding of Krishna in a different incarnation, was appreciating himself.
Yes.
And what that reminds me of is Lord Chaitanya, because what I've been told by other devotees is that Krishna wanted to taste like Radha's love for him.
Yes.
And wanted to experience the glories of servitude. And yeah, so that was just something that came to mind for me.
Yeah, there's pastime also in Dwarka when Krishna saw his reflection in the column. He was bewildered. He was appalled. He says, who is this personality? He was so attractive. Yeah, these are... Krishna is so sweet that we have to understand a little bit of his opulences in order to enjoy that sweetness nicely. So, anything else? Okay. Okay. Turn it. It's off?
It's on.
It's on. Okay.
Is there any lila where Lord Chaitanya himself is experiencing his amazed by his own beauty, because he's definitely, that was one of his weapon, his beauty. So is there any pastime like that?
Any pastime like that? Well, Lord Chaitanya is amazed by his own beauty? I don't know. I can't think of anything offhand. Anything? Anybody else think of anything? Huh? Yeah, that's In that way, he's becomes mad with his own names, chanting his own names. Yes, you have something? So there's no difference. Is that sufficient? I think it should be sufficient, really, because, I mean, not to physically do it, but he becomes mad by chanting his own names. So that's actually mentioned sometimes in Chaitanya Bhagavata, about how it becomes Nija Namarasi, like it's described like that.
I guess you never hear of Lord Chaitanya looking at his face and saying, I'm so beautiful, because he's in the mood of a devotee.
Huh?
Because he's in the mood of a devotee, you're not supposed to like look at yourself and say, oh, I'm so beautiful, even though,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Because he's always absorbed in Krishna. So that, I guess maybe that's how you don't hear. Everybody else thinks he's most beautiful, but he probably doesn't look at his face in the mirror.
Yes. Most devotees don't do that. I can only think of Pundarik Vidyaniti. Pundarik Vidyaniti was used to look into the mirror and nice with nice oil on his hair and chewing in a palm. But otherwise, I think Srila Prabhupada mentioned how Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur didn't even use mirror for putting on tilak. Those are actually, I think, my opinion, that is meant for our instructions. Because the devotees are beautiful. Their transcendental forms are, That's also mentioned in the Rupa Goswami. He says that you see some so-called defect. And the devotee is not a defect, it's just like the foam in the Gumba. All right. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.